This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. Family members of workers arrested in Wednesday's immigration raid in Collin County spent the day on Thursday trying to get information about their loved ones. Hundreds of employees at an Allen cell phone repair company were arrested on charges that they were working in the U.S. illegally. It was the largest workplace raid in the country in the past decade. KERA's Stella Chavez has been following the story, and she joins me now to talk about what's happened and what will happen next. Stella, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Eric.
First off, what led to these arrests?
So federal immigration officials received a lot of tips that this company, CBE and Allen, had knowingly hired workers with fraudulent documents. Now, the federal government looked into it, and in January, they started auditing their I-9 forms. And these are forms that basically verify the identity of a person and whether they're authorized to work. And they noticed some discrepancies, which led to the raid. Now, it's important to note these audits are not unusual, and they're actually increasing. Last year, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement notified more than 5,200 businesses that it was auditing their I-9 forms.
So the company CVE Technology Group, what's the company saying?
Not anything right now. We've called them but haven't received a response. The main number today has been disconnected, and the website is not working.
So about 280 workers were detained in the raid. What's happening to them?
Well, some were already released, and, you know, some were released on humanitarian reasons because, you know, maybe they're the sole caregiver of somebody in their family. Some have also been transferred to Prairie Land Detention Center in Alvarado. So some people will bond out, and some will get a notice to appear in court. Some will actually be sent back to their country. The folks who are scheduled to appear in court, they may have several court appearances. It really just depends on their case.
But isn't there a huge backlog right now in the immigration court system in the U.S.?
There is. I mean, some people are have to wait a couple of years to actually go before an immigration judge after their initial appearance. Some critics say it's because of a shortage of immigration judges. Other reasons include the recent government shutdown, which also shut down immigration court. I've been following a raid that happened last August in Sumner, Texas, which is about 100 miles northeast of Dallas. And at the time, this was the largest raid of its kind. Nearly 160 people were detained. And the folks who were caught up in that raid are still going through the court system. Some people don't have their next court appearance until sometime next year. And that's likely to happen with the people in Allen, too. Their cases will likely get delayed.
So in the meantime, what do these workers do now that they are out of jail and waiting court appearances?
Well, some workers may find temporary work, specifically jobs that pay in cash. Many will likely get assistance from organizations, from churches, even from schools. For example, in Honey Grove ISD, which is the school district near where Load Trail, the factory that was raided last August, is located, the school district there has been helping the families, providing counseling, raising awareness of needs that the families have.
But the bottom line is that they don't go back to the companies where they have been employed, these companies involved in the raids.
Yeah, usually they don't. I mean, they have to find work if they can find it somewhere else. And many are left wondering how they will pay their mortgage, their rent, groceries, medical expenses. It's a huge financial challenge for the families.
So what happens to these companies, companies like CVE and others that have been involved in these immigration raids?
Well, we don't yet know what's going to happen with CVE, but typically companies like these don't shut down. They continue to operate. In the case of Load Trail, soon after the raid, they posted job openings and hired new workers. So I spoke to an immigration attorney, Mustafa Chisti, and he says that back in 1986, when the law changed, the law made it more difficult for employers to knowingly hire workers who aren't authorized to work. They're now required to fill out these I-9 forms.
When they actually begin to investigate the employer, they find that the employer has checked their documents. And so the employer has fine defense to say, look, I followed the law and I just didn't know they were unauthorized because the documents told me they were lawfully authorized to work in the country.
But as Chisti points out, that can also be a reason for them to get out of getting in trouble.
KERA's Stella Chavez, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Eric.